você não vai.
Que eu quero passar, pois o samba está animado e o que eu quero é sambar.
Esse samba que é misto de maracatu é samba de preto, vai samba de preto tu.
Mais que nada, um samba como esse tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final.
This is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Good morning, beautiful people. Can you hear me? Okay, perfect. So this is Peace, Love, Happiness, and I'm Jess, and today we're joined by the lovely... Wait, I don't know if your mic's on.
Is it on?
I think so. Can you hear yourself?
No.
Okay, well, we'll figure that out later. But we're joined by Miriam! and you are listening to 91.5 FM at WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio! Woo! Okay, wait. Are you mic four?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't... Maybe I just can't hear
you. Let me see if I can... Talk?
Hello?
Okay, yeah, no, I can't hear you. You want to try a different one?
Yeah.
What is this? Sorry, a little technical difficulties. Anyways, while we figure this out, right now we're listening to Over the Moon by the Marías. And today's just gonna be kind of like a chill little vibe. And then I'm gonna interview our special guest, Maria. I have like a bunch of silly little questions. So it'll be funny for hopefully everybody, but definitely for us. What mic is that? That's still mic four? Oh my gosh. Why can't I figure it? Wait, on.
Maybe I can't hear it through mine, but you could hear it through yours.
I like can't hear it through mine either. Wait, talk?
Hello.
No. Okay, do you want to try that one? Yeah. What is that one? Mic three? Okay, try mic three. Okay, sorry. Give us 1 second. I want you guys to be able to hear this silly interview. Try that. Wait, try talking into that one right now.
Hello?
Try in. No, I still can't hear you. Okay.
Maybe it's your headphones.
Oh, that's true too, actually.
But I couldn't hear it.
Oh. Anyways, we'll figure that out. For now, we'll play a little bit of music just so we don't have. Whichever one you feel more comfortable with. Okay. We'll figure it out. Okay. Anyways, for now, enjoy the music.
You call me up at night, imaginary lights. Are you gonna go back to sleep? I know you better than you know yourself. I'm only saying play your hand with someone else. Don't tell me how to be your baby.
Call me more, I should try, I should try. Too young. young to grow wings, too young to be an angel. Your mother needs you, your father needs you. Too young to grow wings, too young to be an angel. Your mother needs you, your father needs you. I don't know what I said to you, but I lied. I know I told you I was good, but I lied. I don't know what I said to you, but I lied. I know I told you I was good, but I lied.
Hello again. Okay, we're gonna try this mic thing one more time. Can you hear me through your headphones?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I hear myself? Actually, I can't even hear anything through my headphones. Oh, there we go. Okay, wait. Let me turn on your... Oh, wait. My volume for my headphones was down, which is why... Okay, let me try yours again. Hold on. Okay. Talk?
Yep. Hello.
No.
You can't?
No, I don't know why. This is so interesting. I mean, would you want to, like, sit here? Like, I could, like,
turn this to you,
and then you can, I could talk. You can talk.
Is there, like, a button that's just not?
See, I don't know. Like, it's on. Wait.
Oh.
Try talking.
Hello?
Hmm.
Or is it something that I have to do here? Like, with this?
Oh, what is this?
Wait, hang on.
Oh, try talking?
Hello? Oh, wait, I can hear myself.
Wait, go again?
Hello.
You can hear yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, then. I'm just gonna hope that works. I don't think I can hear you.
Maybe raise your volume. Like, of your headset.
Oh, wait, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Wait, talking?
Hello?
Yeah, I
can. Okay, maybe I was talking too quiet.
Oh, yeah, maybe, or maybe that was just, like... Wait, talk?
Hello?
I think I can hear you. I'm not sure if I'm hearing you or... headphones, like,
oh,
but no, I think I'm pretty okay. Sure I hear you. Okay,
I yes. Think I hear myself through the
yeah I hear I definitely hear yes. Okay, so we just listened to Angel by Omar Apollo, which actually came out yesterday, in his new EP, Live For Me, and it, I don't know, I was just listening to this morning and I love it. I love Omar Apollo, and he's in concert on October 16th in Boston with Daniel Caesar and Montel Fish, and I wanted to go. Like, I tried to get tickets, but, like, I missed, like, the pre-sale, and now they're, like, over 100, and, like, I'm not gonna be able to convince anyone to go with me. So
Who's the Fish one?
Montel Fish. He's, like, the he's kind of big on TikTok.
Oh, maybe I know, but I don't
yeah.
know.
Like, you've definitely heard some of his songs before. Uh-huh. Or, like, you probably just didn't know. The Fish guy. Anyways. So, yeah. Hi, Miriam. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. Even better now that you're here. Oh my God, I forgot to do my pre-show check-in. I will do that right now. But before... Actually... Yeah, let me, so today I have a few, questions for you.
Okay.
They're super silly, and they're just, like, they are not significant at all.
Okay.
That's I just thought they were really funny.
Okay.
So, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm so ready.
I actually have so many.
Oh, my God.
But, like, we're not gonna go through all of them, because okay. Obviously we don't have enough time, but, yeah. Like, they're just silly ones. Okay. So my first question for you, should I play music in the background? Like, is that?
I don't know how this works, but
it's okay. I'm just actually just gonna talk. This I didn't cue enough music to do that.
How do I change the volume of my thing? Oh, but does that affect how you can hear me? Oh, that's too loud.
Oh, it's too loud.
Yeah.
Oh, is this your? Maybe that's your volume actually.
I think it is.
Oh.
Yeah. This
is, okay.
I think it's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
I don't want you to go deaf. Yeah, I don't know which way it goes for you.
I think it's like this.
Okay.
But can you hear me?
Still? Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Okay, my first question for you. What's an animal that just makes you really uncomfortable? Like, you're not like you're afraid, like, not bugs. Like, you're not afraid of it. Like, it's just there, and it's weird, and you just, it makes you really uncomfortable.
Okay, I saw, like, an Instagram post about this the other day, and I think it's a bug, but, like, I'm scared of, like, all bugs, basically, but...
Yes, I know.
But it's, like, not even, like, scary. Like, it's just uncomfortable looking. Let me try and find it, because it had a funny name. And then everyone listening can go look it up. So sorry. And then I'll show you the picture.
Okay. Oh, God.
Of it. Okay. It's called a... It's called a Rhinastis latisternus weevil.
Ew! Oh my gosh! What is that?
It looks like a cartoon.
What does it do?
I don't know. It's just the silliest bug.
I like its legs.
Yeah, like, I wish you could, like, put a little picture onto the...
Onto the sound. I wish we could send waves to, like, make people see things.
Basically, it looks like it's wearing, like, sandals, and it has a weird-shaped nose. Like, everything weird-shaped.
It kind of looks like... Do you know what, like, it's like an elephant... you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It's like... I don't know what it's called.
I don't remember the name.
But it's, like, a really weird, like...
Yeah, the elephant... Oh, my god.
Something. And it looks like... it has that same face.
Same, like...
Elephant seal?
No. It has, like, a funny name, like...
No, it is an elephant seal.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of something different. Oh, I was thinking of something different.
Oh, what were you thinking of?
I don't remember.
Oh, I was thinking... The face kind of looks like the elephant seal. Doesn't it? Anyways. I think that's funny. Oh, I love seals. Okay. Okay, actually, the reason why I have this question is... So, you know how this summer I was... A rat. I was a recycling assistant. I was like a move-in facilities assistant.
Yeah.
Like recycling move-in facility assistant. And so for one of our icebreakers, when we got to know the rest of the team, one of my coworkers was like, we were trying to like make connections with everybody. So like each person would have something that like you have in common.
Okay.
Like let's say like, oh, I have a dog. You have a dog. I know you don't have a dog, but like that would be like the thing, you know.
Okay.
But we wanted it to be like. Better than just like my favorite color's blue.
Yeah,
my favorite color's also blue. So,
yeah.
We were sitting there. And we were thinking we were going through like siblings. We were going through like music, movies, like just like random stuff. And then all of a sudden, he just asked me, "What's an animal that makes you really uncomfortable?" And so my answer was a mole, like one of those like blind things, like
yeah,
with like a star nose
and like their sharp fingers.
Yeah, yeah, like the sharp fingers. They're just literally like blind, and they're just there. Because actually, I have a story. Because over the summer, why am I going to mole with star star nose mole
star nose mole.
Like what is that?
Ew.
I know. And they just have like huge hands, and they're literally just blind. I know. But anyways, so...
Wait, what can they do? Like...
They dig. They live underground and they dig.
That's all they do is they dig?
Yeah.
Like, what do they eat?
Probably, like, little critters. Like, what is that? Ew!
Oh, God.
So, actually, funny story. The reason why mole is the first thing that, like, came to my mind is because, like, over the summer, I worked at a summer camp.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I've worked at the summer camp for years and years, you know?
Yeah.
And... In one of the playgrounds, it's, like, wood chips. Or it's, like, there's, you know that, like, soft playground?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So it was that, and then there was wood chips on top of it.
Okay.
And, or maybe not. Maybe it was just, I think it was actually just dirt and then wood chips. And then that soft was another.
Okay.
Anyways, that's not important. But, so, there was a mole that lived underneath the playground.
No.
And so you would see, like, a mound of wood chips just go whoop.
That's
go up and then just move around.
Oh my god, that's terrifying. I know.
But apparently, like, in the past, like, there's been other moles and someone once dug one out or, like, hit it and killed one.
Oh my god.
I know.
Wait, that's
so sad. I know.
I would be scared of it, but I wouldn't, like, kill it.
That's what,
like,
I'm saying. No, but kids are actually brutal. So, you know. It was a kid. Yeah, I think it was a kid. So, we don't touch the moles, but, like, it's just really funny because sometimes you see them, like, the wood chips just go up and just go around. I know, but it's so funny because it's just everybody on the playground stops anything they're doing and just comes and gathers around. I've never seen a mole, but, like, apparently there's a mole down there. And if that's what terrible. If that's what it is, like.
I would not go to that playground.
I know, that's what ever. I'm saying. Okay. That's so funny, actually.
That was a good one.
Okay. The next one. What is your drink of choice? Like, if you were at anything and they had any drink that you wanted, ooh, what would you reach for?
I'm a big fan of, like, lemonade.
Ooh, do you have a specific
type?
Yeah.
Well, okay, there's, like, sometimes you know how people make it, like, different flavors?
Yeah.
I love mango everything.
What?
Because yeah. One time, I went to the Fenway Market.
Yeah.
With, like, Muller, Orvi, Anika.
Yeah.
Nimrod. And they had, like, a stand of lemonade, but you could get the flavors in it. You could also get it, like, alcoholic,
yeah,
but, like,
yeah,
we did it. And yeah, then it was, like, they had, like, mango, they had passion fruit, I don't even remember the other ones.
Yeah.
But, like, that type of thing, like, they're so, like, refreshing.
Yeah.
So good. Like,
mm.
I also just like how lemonade's, like, a little bit sour.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I love sour.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of, like, Warheads? Like, toxic waste.
I haven't had them that much.
Okay.
Like, I've had them before when I was, like, younger.
Yeah. We should get some.
Try some out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what's your answer for that question?
I actually don't know. I feel like I usually just go water, which is so boring.
That
but, like,
is really boring.
I know.
No, do, like, something not water. Like, I thought that's what it was.
Okay. I don't know. Like, I love ginger ale, actually.
Ooh.
I'm a big fan of ginger ale. Oh, my gosh. And this summer, I don't know. I don't remember where I got it, but I, like, had a can of, it was, like, raspberry lemonade ginger ale in a can, and it was actually so good. Like,
oh,
it was really good. And I know. I've never seen it before. And it was enlightening. And I've never seen it since. I know. Wait, let me see if I can even find it. Because, like, it was delicious. It was actually,
I wonder, like, what that combination would even be like.
Right? So, it was, it tasted, like, kind of like raspberry lemonade with a little bit of a kick. But, like, oh, man, this is it.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen it, like, in person before, though. I don't know. I don't remember where I got it from.
Interesting.
But it's really good, and I recommend if you're a fan
of
raspberry lemonade and ginger ale.
I am. Ginger ale is, like, my go-to airplane drink.
Yes. Yes.
Or cranberry juice, but usually ginger ale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it was so good. Okay. So, yeah, that was a little bit more of a normal question. Okay. The next one. If you had to eat a crayon out of a box of 64, what color would you eat?
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking about eating crayons the other day.
Why?
Because, someone, I think it was Ruby, sent me a post about eating crayons on Instagram.
Whoa!
And it was just, I was like, okay, interesting. What would it be like
to eat a crayon? I actually wonder what it would be like. What do you think it?
This is what she said.
I eat the glass crayon.
But then, I've never eaten one before. But
good.
I don't know what color. Okay, well, I would, like, my first, like, color that I would pick for things is, like, purple, but just because it's my favorite. But, like, I don't know if that one would taste the best.
I feel like they might just taste the same.
No, but, like, in terms of, like, if they
I
feel like red would be taste the best.
Yeah, red. Yeah.
Be, like, a nice little cherry, like.
Classic. But like based off vibes only.
Vibes only? That's tough. I feel like, okay, I'm obviously just saying this because lemon, but like yellow feels like it would be sour.
Yeah.
maybe like pink low key.
Ooh, like the little like flamingo pink.
Yeah. Mm. Or no, like the pink that's sort of like, or like magenta. Maybe. I don't know. It feels okay. Like fancy. Like it would be like a nice little
little snack.
A little snack. Yeah.
I actually was thinking about this one because I was like, but the one that I would pick, this is also just like my go-to, so maybe that's why I'm picking it, but like, you know the color that's like teal, it's like blue greenish. Like I love that color. One. Thank yeah. you. Yeah. I love that color. Like look at us, like the fancy
and teal all. The magenta.
The way fancy out of eating crayons in a box. Like literally like anyways, okay. That's good so answer.
Funny. Yeah, you too. We kinda ate crayons.
Okay, next one. Okay, if a giraffe were to wear a tie, do you think it would wear it like near its head like a human does, or kind of like near like at the end where the neck meets the body?
Where the neck meets the body,
for sure. I agree
because it has to hang like on their chest.
Yeah
You know, like a tie doesn't hang on your neck because that would look silly.
Exactly.
You don't wear it at, like the top of your neck right under your head.
You're right.
You gotta wear You're it.
You're right. Exactly. Okay.
I think they would look nice like that.
I think so too. I think giraffes are wearing ties. Okay. Next
they
one. Well, actually, this is like a connecting part.
Okay.
So if a dog or like any four-legged animal that like crawls around, you know, were to wear pants. Do you think you would wear it on its hind legs or like on all its legs?
Hind legs. Because if they like, if they're like quote unquote standing up,
okay,
they're on their back.
You're right.
But that's also our human perspective of them. So we should ask a dog.
You're right. When I go home, like in a few weekends, I'll ask Cody. Yeah, Cody is my dog.
Cody and Keiko.
Keiko is my cat.
And they sometimes nap together.
Sometimes, well, they nap near each other. Yeah. Actually, I'll show you this video later, but my brother caught a picture of, so Keiko always attacks Cody for no reason, like literally for no reason. And he caught a video. Yeah, exactly. And it's just a video of them like laying like near each other, and Cody's like like just not looking at her. He's like looking away, like trying so hard to look away.
Yeah.
And Keiko just goes, bah! And then Cody goes, ah! And she goes,
oh my God.
I'll show you the video. It's so funny. But yeah, she's a menace. She's actually a menace. But she's so cute and she's so fluffy. I know. I really wish her name was Socks. But it's not. Anyways. Okay. Next one. On an average day, like a day where you're feeling good.
Okay.
How many pigeons do you think you could reasonably carry?
Just like in my arms?
In your arms, anywhere.
On my
like
body.
Yeah, on your body. Like, no backpacks, like, nothing. Just, like, you're feeling good.
How are the pigeons feeling?
I feel like they're fine, you know. Pigeon's a pigeon. You could ask.
I don't know if I want them on me, but, like, let's say that they're not going to poop on me.
They're not going to poop on you. They don't have diseases.
Okay. I'd say a solid 2 could fit on my head.
Okay.
I'm thinking 2 on my shoulder. Like, one
2
on
per
each,
shoulder. Okay, one per,
on each
okay.
shoulder.
Okay.
Because I feel like they're a little... They're not wide, but, like, they're not small birds.
Yeah, yeah.
One on
each
shoulder.
They're a little
shoulder.
Chunky.
I can stick out my arms, and I can have a good, like, 4 on
per
each
per
arm.
Okay, so that's 2, 3, 4. Wait, do you count the shoulder as the part of the arm, or, like, shoulder and then arm?
Oh, shoulder and arm, mate, like, 5 on each.
Okay, so...
10, so I have 12 right now.
Yeah. Wow!
And then...
You have to be able to walk around.
If they have a good grip... They could, like, of their claws, they could go on my back and, like, like clip onto my shirt. Or I could put them in my pockets. Like, some of my pants have really big pockets.
Yeah. So wait, that would be fire them. If you had a walk around with a pigeon in your pocket.
Yeah, my arms are just sticking out, like. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'd say maybe around, like, 15.
Yeah, I feel like you could 20. Also carry one, like, on your foot. Like, one, like,
oh,
just
true.
Perched on your foot.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's, like, 2, yeah. 12. Yeah, like 15. Mate, you could, like, if they have, like, good grip strength.
Yeah.
Maybe 20.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
I didn't think about the arms. Except I was thinking, like, you just hold, like, and just pray they don't fall. Mm. But, like, that was so smart.
Well, because I feel like they would stay on.
Yeah,
like,
they would. What are your thoughts on pigeons? One of my friends is deathly afraid of them.
Same. One of my friends from high school is, like, deathly afraid. And she would actually, like, cry if it came near her. And she lives in New York City.
Yeah, okay. So that's...
like, why are you like that?
Yeah.
But if you were walking in the street, like, she would have to cross the street if there was pigeons. I was like, there's gonna be pigeons everywhere.
There are... pigeons are literally everywhere.
Yeah. You can't, especially like, in Brooklyn in the city. And not expect to see
pigeons. Oh, my gosh.
But, I think that they, at least in New York City, they're the government. Them and the rats actually are the government.
Yeah.
Like, we don't think. Like, we see Eric Adams and we're like, oh, like... he does all the stuff. No, it's the rats and the pigeons. It's like how in Ratatouille, like, Remy's in his hat.
Yeah, cooking. Remy's cooking.
But that's what it is. Like, Eric Adams is just the spokesperson. He's not actually cooking. He's not the chef.
He's bald.
No, but they're not in his hat.
Oh, like, okay.
He just, like, they tell him.
Oh, they just speak to him. They're just, like, all, like,
they have a little,
telepathically,
like,
connected.
They have their, like a little intercom system.
Oh.
So he has always like a little earpiece in, but it's so small because it's rats using it, so this has to be small. And pigeons. But they tell him what to do, really. I know that for a fact.
Wow, I didn't know this was gonna go. I guess I should have expected this, actually.
Yeah, you can't. You should expect that.
You know.
You're asking me questions.
Also, have you ever seen a baby pigeon? Ever in your life?
I've seen pictures.
I know. Like, in real life, though.
Mm.
Like, where are they?
I don't know. They're not real. Because pigeons are not real because they're actually robots and then they control the government.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
But
next question.
People just show pictures of baby pigeons on the internet to make it seem like, oh, they have, like, a lifespan.
Uh-huh.
But they're actually just...
AI generated.
Forever.
they're just there.
They're
forever.
Just, like, indestructible...
Yeah.
Robots.
Yeah.
None of... they don't start off as, like, a baby pigeon because that doesn't exist.
Uh-huh. Because, like, also, have you seen, like, their abilities to make nests?
No.
If you look it up, it's literally, like, a few sticks. And it's, like, not even a nest. Like, it's not even close to a nest. Like, I don't even know what you would call it, but it's so funny if you look at the pictures. So, they're not real.
No, they're
so
not.
They carry out these functions, but they don't actually do them.
No.
Yeah.
It's whoever's, like... well, nobody, like, controls them. It's, like, they are, like, AI.
They just are, and, like, they're just,
Or maybe there's a one, like, mastermind that you just don't know.
What do you think? Do you think it's, like, a huge pigeon, or do you think it's, like, a person?
Oh, shoot. wow. That's a great question. I feel like it could be Tony Monica. Or it could be a giant pigeon. Or maybe like Colette.
I could see it.
Why I haven't seen her at all this semester.
And that's why she's from Alaska.
Because nobody lives there. It's only her.
I wish Colette was listening to this.
Is she not?
I don't know if she is. I feel like I didn't advertise this show well to our friends.
Yeah, I didn't know when it was.
Yeah. Well, now you do.
And I know.
Well, Colette, if you're listening,
we
know.
We know all your
secrets. We know your secrets. Okay, next one. Let me see. I have so many, but some of them are kind of dumb. Actually, they're all kind of dumb. Which is your favorite dinosaur chicken nugget?
Oh.
Wait, I can look up the ones that...
I've, like, not... this is gonna sound crazy.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if I've had dinosaurs.
What?
Before.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Okay, well then that means we're getting dinosaur chicken nuggets for you.
They look so good.
They are so good. See, like, I'm vegetarian now, but you know.
Oh yeah. Maybe they have like a soy version.
I know.
They definitely do.
I've had soy
chicken nuggets
and they're pretty good. Yeah.
I had them like in my high school.
Yeah. Whoa, okay, bougie.
They would have like,
oh my god,
like a vegetarian or vegan option,
okay,
every day, and like that was like the once in a while, like even all the non-vegetarian people wanted those.
Wow,
it would look good.
Fire.
I keep
It's good though. You keep catching yourself. Why do I have no Wi-Fi on my laptop? Anyways, that's crazy. That's actually crazy. I can't believe you've never had them before.
I know. What's your favorite one?
Oh my god, pterodactyl.
Ooh, oh, I did not know that.
That one's my favorite. Nope, that one's my favorite. See, I had those all the time as a child. We always had them. And that was like the best meal ever. I don't know why my laptop is just not connecting to the internet right now, which is not good because. Yeah, I feel like I could. I mean, I can just use my own, but it's just not working. Hello. Anyways, it's okay. We can just keep talking. Okay. Well, now we have to get you dinosaur chicken nuggets because that's like essential.
I've always wanted to try them.
Yeah. Have you ever had Lunchables?
I did one time.
Okay.
My parents like didn't, or like it was my mom.
Yeah.
That didn't
want me
to, like, have those things, but I had it one time when I was like going on like a school trip or something.
Oh,
no. It wasn't. It wasn't a school trip.
Okay.
It was, remember, Hurricane Sandy?
Yes.
So we had to like leave my house because we didn't have like heat or like
generator
running water.
Yeah.
So we had to stay in like a place. Uh-huh. We were like moving around to from my uncle and aunt's house, whatever. But then we had to go to school and they live far, so then we had to stay somewhere in high school.
Oh, okay.
And then we just like didn't have groceries or like things to make lunch, so then we got it one day.
Fire.
I don't remember which one it was, though. Like, it was good, I think.
There
wasn't, like, one of the, like, really good ones that people talk about.
Okay. You know? Okay. Why am I running Wi-Fi diagnostics right now? That's not what I'm trying to do.
The Wi-Fi here is always, like,
spotty and just...
It's always trippy. Yeah, I don't know what...
Tufts Wireless. Let's try that one. I've never seen this one before.
Really? Mine just connects to whichever one
it wants. I know. Like, I have Secure and Guest, but none of them are working.
Yeah, sometimes they just don't work, and I don't know. It's the pigeons.
It's the pigeons. It's because we're talking about them.
Oh, my God. They were like...
It's Colette.
Yeah.
It's Colette. Colette. Maybe she is. Hey, Colette. Love you. That's horrible. Anyways. Okay. Next one. Okay. What's, like, a dessert that you never reach for? Like, no matter, like, even if that's the only dessert, like, you're still not going to go for it. And it's not that you hate it. It's just, like, well, maybe you do hate it. But, like...
Okay, I don't... This is, like, one that I wish... I don't like peanut butter. Which I wish that I liked it. Because I feel like it's such a good thing. Like, I like peanuts, but I don't like peanut butter. But I feel like desserts with peanut butter in it, or, like, you know, like, those chocolates that have, like, fruit flavors? Like, the ones that are, like, they have, like, raspberry or, like...
Like, bro, I love those. I love them.
I know, why? Like, a lot of people like the fruit ones. Like, my mom loves the orange ones.
Yeah.
And like, all the fruit ones.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I love the raspberry.
Bird stands for government.
Yes.
Sorry.
Did you just find that, or was it?
Show Jess.
Thanks, Orvi. No, I love the fruit ones. Oh, I connected to Steph's guest. Okay, we can listen to music if we wanted to, but.
What did you think of the song?
They were good. Yeah, they're kind of just, like, sprinkled throughout. I don't have that many songs on the playlist right now because I was expecting that this would take the whole time. So, you know, I know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay. Next one. What color do you think the number 8 is?
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Well, I feel like I have to go through them.
Okay.
To think.
Okay.
Like, 5 is definitely green. 6 is blue. 7 is orange.
Oh, I don't think 7 is orange.
Really? What do you think 7 is?
I don't know. But it just doesn't give me orange.
Okay. I feel like 8 is giving brown for me.
Oh, see, 8 gives me orange.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. But maybe two is orange.
I would say either three. I feel like orange is an odd number.
Interesting. I feel like three is green for me. Wait, but maybe five. Oh, gosh. There's too many numbers.
I know. Like, some of them would be, like, the same. Yeah. There's not enough colors
yeah. for another number. I think... Five also, I'm like trying to think what gives red.
Oh.
Like one, nine, seven.
I don't know what gives it. Like,
I don't either.
I don't know. I feel like numbers is hard to do.
Yeah.
I feel like days of the week is.
Yeah, okay. What are your.
Like colors? Or like numbers?
See, okay. I've heard people say like 7 times 7, 49 is Thursday.
Yeah.
5 by 5. It's Friday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then... Like, I don't know what the other ones do. Because maybe it's just I think that because I've seen, like, other people. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my god, they're so right. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's, like, planted in my brain.
What season correlates with each day of the week?
Oh, okay.
Sunday is definitely spring. Like, a rainy day in spring.
Whoa. Mine, like, I feel like it's, like, a nice sunny day in summer, but maybe...
Sunday?
Yeah.
Of the sun?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think Saturday, to me, is spring.
I feel like Saturday's summer.
Interesting.
I feel like Friday and Saturday are summer.
Friday is summer. Saturday...
Well, because there's not enough seasons for all of them to happen.
Yeah, I know.
Monday's winter.
Yeah, Monday's winter. Thursday gives fall.
Yeah, Thursday is fall. Wednesdays are like the in-between of summer and fall.
Yes, yeah.
And Tuesday that's good. Spring as well.
Yeah, Tuesday is like a rainy spring or like a cold spring.
Oh, but I was thinking Tuesday is like a nicer spring, like flowers, and Sunday is the rainy cold spring.
Okay. That is so weird. Sunday does not
really?
Give me...
Really?
You know, I don't know if anybody will ever agree with that. You know?
Wait, this is important and it's caused a lot of...
Is this, like, school subject?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing.
I'm very passionate about this.
Do you want me to tell you mine first or do you want to tell me yours first? I'll tell you mine first because mine actually... Okay, mine are controversial and I know that. Okay. Like, I know it's controversial, okay. But these are just the colors that I, like, established in middle school.
Okay.
And I have it. It hasn't left my mind since, you know? Okay, for me, math is black.
Oh. Okay.
Science is green to me always. 100%. Science is always green no matter what happens.
No
science is
matter
green.
What.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyone who says otherwise is wrong.
Yeah.
And that's clear.
No, yeah.
The others, it gets a little bit.
Okay.
To me, English is blue.
Oh.
And social studies was red.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what other subjects are there?
Language? Did you do Latin?
Latin. What color was Latin? It might have been just been, like, white.
That makes sense for Latin, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, also, actually, the thing is, I realized the reason why I have these colors is because they were given to us.
Oh. Okay.
So, like, then I just stuck with it for the rest of my life because I was, like, you know. Well, nowadays, I just have one big, like, 5-subject notebook.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be carrying around, like, 40 million notebooks.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think about, like, folders, like...
Yeah, yeah. But now like I also just have one.
Folders.
Okay, what are your colors?
Okay, for me, math was blue.
Okay.
Science, green.
Yeah.
History/social studies, red.
Okay, good. I actually haven't seen many people say that, which
really?
Is why I'm like, yeah.
That's crazy to
I know. Because mine's always been red.
English/language arts or whatever, yellow.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Spanish was orange.
Uh-huh. Yeah, which, Spanish gives orange.
Yeah. What am I missing? Science, green.
I think you got all of them.
Well, I feel like there's more subjects. Like,
yeah,
we,
I know.
We were always in class.
I know.
In, like, elementary
I know.
School. Like, there was, like, 7 classes
yeah.
a day.
Well, we had things like, we had something called FACTS, which was Family and Consumer Sciences, and basically we learned about, like, I don't even know, like, nutrition.
That's true. There was, like, the random...
Yeah.
So, like, okay, for example, like, in high school, when I took, like, stats,
yeah,
It was light blue.
Oh, mine was also light blue.
Oh my gosh.
I was thinking I had a notebook and a folder that were both light blue, like Staples light blue.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Because like my regular math class, like what I was like, taking, like, yeah, pre-calc or
yeah,
something, that was like regular, like a darker blue.
Yeah.
But then stats was also math, but like it was light blue.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
That's what mine. Well, actually, I took stats alone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah. But I just really, I know, exactly.
Math, like, it's a little separate. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I think you do. Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Wow.
Wait, so you didn't have a yellow.
I didn't have a yellow. I didn't like it. I didn't want the yellow.
You had black instead of yellow.
Black instead of yellow, yeah.
I can see math being black.
Yeah.
Because mine was, like, a dark blue, so it's, like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, also, like, my English kind of skips between black and blue because it's, like,
oh.
I know your English was, what, yellow?
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, like, the marble composition notebooks?
Yeah.
Those are always black. Like, they always give us black ones. So
oh,
I was
they gave
like,
you.
No, actually, I think I maybe just bought always black ones, but
maybe
I was, like, yeah. So it was just, like, a, that's what I associated with, you know? Like, I didn't want different colored notebooks and folders.
Mm.
But if it had to be done, it had to be done, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. But I know some people, like, they had, like, pastel green, pastel pink.
Oh, yeah. Some
pastel
people did
purple.
Too much.
I know. I was like, My, like, light blue was more than enough, you know? Like, my light blue for stats was, like, above and beyond. Because usually I just went with the solid colors that I always went with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, green, red,
yeah,
blue, black, I guess.
Hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Do you want to do the PSA?
Oh, yeah. Wait. Read at least one PSA per hour.
Yeah.
Which? Oh, there's so many.
Yeah, there are so many.
Which one?
Pick whichever one you fancy. Whichever one makes you smile.
Okay, let's see.
Just any.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-oh.
So many.
There are a lot. Should I play some music while we...
Yeah.
Okay. So, next up, we have Softly by Clairo. Yes! Mary, I'm added this one to the mix.
Yeah.
Okay. We're just going to play some music while we wait, while we decide what PSA. Sorry, this... Today, it's been all over the place, but... You know what? It is what it is. Yeah. So, this is Softly by Clairo.
Now
guys ready for this little PSA? So it says it's a PSA for Beth. I don't know who Beth is, but...
Hey, Beth.
Hey, Beth. Okay. So, it's about bears. So, when visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. Do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station, WMFO. We care about bears and you. So if you see a bear, say, don't hurt me.
Is that a part of the PSA?
Well, at the top, someone wrote, no kill. Tell that to the bears.
Okay, but bears are hungry like us, too.
It's true, but they can have cocaine.
Did you want cocaine bear? It's
okay. Talking about drugs. Well, someone drew something about cocaine bear. Oh. No, I haven't watched it and I don't plan on watching
it. I heard it's really funny.
I heard it's so gory and awful.
Yeah, but I heard it's really funny.
I don't want to see that.
Like, last year, people on Bush, third floor, went to watch it.
I know, because I remember I was studying, and I think it was, like, Mueller just literally left. She was like, guys, I'm going to be back in, like, 2 hours. I'm just going to watch Cocaine Bear.
I'm just going to watch. Like, I'll be back in a little bit.
She did come back.
Okay, that's good.
And she was like, that was the most gory thing I've ever
seen. Oh, my God. Yeah, I did. I heard it was, like, good, though.
I don't want to
see. I know. Actually, have you watched Bottoms?
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was, like, incredible and terrible and just crazy. Like, it was such a bad movie, but I loved it.
Yeah. See, like, I've only heard good things.
No, like, it was good. Yeah. Like, I loved it.
Yeah.
But most of the time, I was like, actually, what is happening? Like, what is this? Like, yeah. Because I saw it, like, right before we came back to school.
Okay.
My friends from home.
Yeah. Oh, you saw it early.
Yeah. They were like, oh my gosh, this new movie's out. Like, let's go watch. I was like, sure, why not?
Yeah.
But I didn't know anything about it. I never heard of it.
Except for the name Bottoms.
Yeah. And it was a surprise for sure.
Yeah. See, I want to watch it so bad.
You should. You would like it.
Okay. Oh, thanks.
It just gets crazy. Yeah. Like, yeah. I can't even explain it without, like, I'm not going to spoil it, but like.
Thanks.
Have you seen Bodies, Bodies, Bodies?
Yeah, actually, yes. And you want to know something about... Okay. Did you like Bodies, Bodies, Bodies?
I hated it.
Me too! I hated it
so much.
Me too!
But the vibes are sort of similar.
Okay, that's what it was kind of giving.
To Bottoms. Like,
yeah.
Bottoms was better. Like, I liked Bottoms, but I hated Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
No, you don't... All my friends... This was like... Because Bodies, Bodies, Bodies came out right before we came for freshman year.
Yep.
And so, fun fact, the house that it was filmed in is in my town.
No way.
That huge... Oh, that's huge house. That huge house. Because that was like sophomore year of high school before the pandemic. Pete Davidson was in town. And we were like, oh, he's filming a movie. He's filming a movie. And we were like, oh my. On Heights Cross or whatever it's called. Heights Cross? Yeah. And that's where it was. And everyone's like, oh yeah, Pete Davidson. It's like, yo, blah, blah, blah. And we were like, oh my God, my movie. And it was Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. And the thing is, my friends and I, we walked out of the theater and we were like, that was the worst thing I've ever seen. Like, literally, like, it was funny, but at, like, some points, but it just wasn't, like, it made no sense.
Yeah.
It made literally no sense.
Yeah.
And so we got dinner afterwards and we were like, that was awful. That was literally, we were all just debriefing and discussing how we hated it.
Yeah,
oh my God, it was so bad. Me too.
Like, I was like, why did I waste my time?
Yeah. I know. It was funny because, like, my friends and I can, like, bond over hating it. And also, we had to see it because it was literally filmed in our town.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But, like, I remember because during Focus, we were having, like, a Focus dinner, and I was talking, we were talking about movies, and somebody I was talking to brought up Bodies, 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 and I was like, I despise that movie. And they were like, what? I really liked it.
Oh
and,
gosh.
Like, it got, like, good reviews on, like, oh, what the heck is happening to my left? Anyways, yeah, you can close that. It got, like, good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, and we were like, this is so wrong. Like, this is not good.
Like, just because famous people are in a movie does
exactly,
not make it good.
Exactly. Like, I just, like, it just didn't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah, I just hated it. It was so unnecessary.
Yeah, exactly. It was 85% of Rotten Tomatoes, and I disagree.
Yeah, it
Like, I don't like it. I don't know. It's a 6.2 out of 10, like, IMDb rating. So people did not like it.
It was a 4, like a 2 for me.
Yeah, it was like a 2 for me also. Like, I just, it didn't make sense.
The end of Bodies, I mean, the end of Bottoms gives same vibes.
Okay, okay.
But, like, it's, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But you should watch it.
I will. I really want to. I just feel like just everybody that I know already has already watched it because, like, I just haven't been able to go.
Yeah.
Which is just so depressing. But it looks so funny. Like, I really want to see it.
Yeah.
Oh, let me do, like, the little end thing. But anyways. Oh, okay. So this was Peace, Love, Happiness with Jess and...
Mario.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Ooh.
We're just gonna keep talking for the rest of the time, but, you know, like, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to our little silly little questions.
Are you able to see, like, how many people...
I haven't... It can, like, tell you. There's, like, something I can tell you, but I don't know if it's right or not.
Okay.
Yeah, but we got a few listeners.
Yeah.
You know. But, yeah. I had so many questions. Let's finish with, like, another one. Let's see.
Your favorite one on there.
I think my favorite one was the... The animal uncomfortable one. Okay. Oh, what's one superpower you would not want? Like, it could be anything. It doesn't have to be, like, I don't want invisibility. It could be, like, I don't want the power to... control fish. I think that was the example that someone gave when I found the question.
I don't want the power to, and make my teeth grow really long.
That is a really good...
I don't want that power.
I agree. I also
don't have it right now, but good. I don't want it in general.
Good.
So.
Good.
Yeah, what's your answer?
I actually don't even have an answer. That was so good that I'm like... That was a really good one. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I feel like I wouldn't... I don't know. I actually don't even know. I like your answer.
Yeah, like,
can you imagine really if your teeth are just always growing?
Oh my gosh.
Like,
that'd be scary.
Like, crazy buck teeth.
That'd be, like, mole behavior.
Yeah.
Star-nosed mole
behavior.
It reminds me of, like, their finger, their claws. Really long and
weird. Ew.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is there anything? Do you think vampires poop?
Did someone say
that? I think so. Yeah, there's someone after us.
Okay. No, because they only eat blood.
Yeah, but so do you think it's just, like, nourishes them?
Yeah, oh, actually, so no, they don't. They don't. It doesn't come out. Like, they need to keep it in them because it's all they eat.
Yeah.
Maybe they pee sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that one's just stupid. Let's see. What's a good one to end on?
How many times in a year?
Yeah.
Do you have a birthday?
I think once.
I think sometimes twice. Or sometimes no times. If it's
what, like, does that even mean?
Leave your birthday.
That's, I think leave your birthdays are crazy. Like,
yeah. If you're born in a leap year, you're not.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're literally not real. I remember there was one of my brothers had a teacher who's like, one of my brothers had a teacher who had a birthday on a leap year, and so they would just, like,
that's not a real person.
I think they just celebrated the day after, because, like, you know, in, like, elementary,